My first guests this morning are the folks from Renaissance, the Institute for Lifelong Learning. And in the second segment, we'll hear from Ricardo Cate, the cartoonist of Without Reservations, which appears in the New Mexican. So this morning, my guests from Renaissance are Neil Heiberger. He's the president of Renaissance, and teachers Donna Gomian and Jill Meyer, who are both members of the curriculum committee at Renaissance. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
So, Neil, tell us a little bit about Renaissance and its history, and what does that word mean?
It means we're having a renaissance in Santa Fe, and we are the source of that renaissance, bringing a wide variety of adult education classes to the community, and we emphasize that they're very academic in nature. There's nothing wrong with learning how to do your roses, but we don't teach you how to do roses. We have courses on a wide variety of subjects, from domestic issues, international issues, even space issues sometimes. We started as a associated with Elder Hostel back in 1992, I believe it was. We stayed in the community college, and we stayed with Elder Hostel a couple years, and now we're totally local. We have a local board, we're a nonprofit, and we're here to serve the adult education needs in Santa Fe. And it's really a growing organization. We have over 1,000 members now, and a wide variety of courses. You can pick the catalogs up any place.
So wait, let's go back to the word renaissance. It's a made-up word?
It's a made-up word, yes.
Ah, so really, you meant that when you said renaissance.
Yeah, yes, it's a renaissance for Santa Fe.
And
we are the ones that bring that to you.
Now, and what year did it start?
92, is that correct, 92? Jill?
No, 96 or 7.
Long time ago.
Celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Wonderful. And in the beginning, now maybe my memory is incorrect, but in the beginning, wasn't it really focused on providing lifelong learning opportunities for older people?
Yes, but we accept anybody who wants to either take a class or attend a lecture or take a trip.
Gray hair is not required.
No, not at all.
Right. So, and you're located over at
St. John's Methodist Church.
The Pumpkin Church.
The Pumpkin Church, yes.
At Cordova in Barcelona.
Yes.
So your offices are there. Is that where your classes are?
That's where the classes are, except we also do trips.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have trips to various locations, Tent Rocks or Bandolera, mm-hmm. or what have you. But the actual, most of the classes there, occasionally, if we're having a theater class, it might be a Santa Fe Playhouse or other locations, but what, 95% of the classes are actually at the church.
Are right there at the church, and
yes.
Those downstairs.
Downstairs in the lower
rooms,
level.
Yeah.
Except
mm-hmm.
the large room upstairs, we have our bigger, more popular classes in what they call the gathering room.
Uh-huh. And you guys are getting ready to start your spring semester, although it's not an academic institution technically, so it's not really a semester, your spring session.
No, we call that, yes.
Yeah. when does that begin? When do classes start?
Monday, February 2nd.
And they run through?
Gosh, approximately April 19th.
End of April. And so let's talk about how the classes work. These are not, they aren't traditional like college classes. You don't sign up and go every week. They're kind of all over the place. Jill, Donna, maybe one of you guys can kind of explain that.
Actually, we have quite a variety in terms of scheduling, in terms of what happens in classes. Some of them are, in fact, every week.
Uh-huh.
Some are every other week. And then we also have, on Thursdays, we have sort of a special day. So we have classes, but we also have things that people might want to use if they want to just come and try out Renaissance and see if they like it. One of which would be Renaissance Reads, which is a new thing we've just started doing, I guess, this year. And it's kind of 2 hours of a discussion of a book every Thursday morning throughout the entire term.
You discuss one book the whole term?
No, a different book every week. A different book every week. So, for example, we have A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, 5 Days at Memorial, which is about the post-Katrina events in New Orleans.
Oh, Memorial Hospital.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Yes. Transatlantic, In the Kingdom of Ice, so the Hampton Sides book that everybody in Santa Fe seems to be reading these days.
Uh-huh.
So those are some examples of some of the books that will be discussed in Renaissance Reads, which is Thursday mornings. And then Thursday afternoons, there's a lecture, different topics 1 to 3 on Thursday afternoons. So
they're both two-hour classes?
Yes, and they're not really, the book group is a discussion group,
right.
So it's like everybody else's book group in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
It's just through Renaissance, and the lectures are lectures.
So you can just drop in on these?
You can just drop
in
these.
In advance?
Nope, you just show up and pay your $10.
Well, you know, this is public radio, so we don't talk about what things cost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. But let's just say that the classes are affordably priced, all of them, you know, depending upon what they are. So people can come and just drop into those particular Thursday classes.
Yes. And other classes you do have to register for, which is why it's important to know registration starts Monday at 8 because it's first come, first serve.
And do some of the classes fill up right away?
Yes.
So are there like celebrity teachers?
There are in fact celebrity teachers.
And you are one?
Well,
is
no,
correct,
I wouldn't,
Donna?
I wouldn't call myself a celebrity teacher. I've done a lecture for Renaissance, and I've also taught a couple of classes. So, but my classes don't usually fill up because I'm a very obscure teacher in the sense that I teach international human rights law. So it's a very specific topic. And so a few people show up in a dedicated way and everyone else goes, I can't deal with it.
So what's your background?
I'm an international human rights legal practitioner, so not a lawyer that you think of as lawyers, but I was both an academic and then I did post-conflict justice work in the former Yugoslavia.
In Yugoslavia?
Yeah, so I did, you know, Bosnia and Croatia and Kosovo.
Are you going to teach a class this session?
I am not teaching a class this session, but as it turns out, I was just asked to replace a lecturer this term.
Ah.
So I will probably be lecturing either on systems of law or how international courts work. So those would be the topics I'm going to decide between.
So it sounds like these are a lot of heady topics. I mean, I suppose the book club isn't exactly heady, but the kind of thing you're talking about is a little heady. You said it's academic. Who comes? Who shows up for these?
Well, we have a population of Santa Fe that's very well educated, and they want to continue that. So these are the people that have a lot of experience. They've had very interesting careers, and they want to continue learning. And that's our population, and it's a population that's relatively large in Santa Fe, given the size of this community.
Right. You know, and it has. I've been here since 87, and this community has become more and more cosmopolitan and international and intellectual, if you will, as time has gone on. And I wanted to mention a couple of the classes that I saw in here that sounded really great. One called Hotspots, Where in the World, that Bill Stewart is teaching. And I thought Hotspots, and I read Hot Springs, right, in my mind.
Yes.
I was thinking, oh, he's going to talk about the hot springs all over the world. But instead, he's talking about places in the world that merit timely analysis, places where there's big conflict going on and things like that. And Bill Stewart is, you know, used to be with the State Department. He was the Middle East correspondent for Time. He writes a weekly column that appears on Sundays, I believe, in the New Mexican. And he's taught this class ongoing, kind of, for you guys. Yes.
Yes.
So I would assume that this is one that's quite popular.
Yes. We normally get between 90 and 100 people sign up.
Wow.
Yes.
And you, those must be held in a big room somewhere.
This is the one that's in the gathering room on the first floor. Yes,
that's a
very large room.
Right. And the other thing that seems so great about these classes is that they are, you said, Donna, that you teach obscure classes. And it is sort of interesting because if I want to go take a New Mexico history class, I can go anywhere. Right, but where can I take Japanese and samurai history in Santa Fe, you know, by a retired professor of Asian philosophy and civilization, you know? So the classes are just astonishing, and it seems like a really great way to sort of open up your mind. Now, one of you, tell me about the Playhouse class that you have this session, this one. About the where they go to see the play, they talk about it's Macbeth, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So
is.
You do this every session?
I wouldn't say every session, but it's not uncommon that we have a class. Sometimes there'll be a concert, and the conductor will talk about before, and people go to the concert and come back.
Yeah.
But it's not a, like Bill Stewart's class is an institution, but these interactive with the Playhouse or a musical organization. It happens frequently, but not every semester.
Uh-huh.
Another one that we have that is sort of like that is called a Week of Bach, which is a lecture at Renaissance, and then the performance. And along the same line.
Yeah, so the one with Macbeth, so you meet twice, and they, Robin Williams, who's the co-director of Macbeth at the Santa Fe Playhouse this spring, talks about the play, and then and you talk with the actors and all about the staging and the costumes, everything, even the blood, it says. and then the price of the class includes a ticket to the performance, so everybody gets to go see it and then talk about the play afterwards. And I just can't imagine a better way to sort of get an overall understanding of something, especially Shakespeare, you know. Yeah, or deepen your understanding, at least. So, Donna, are you teaching this spring?
No, I'm not.
I asked Donna that already. I keep looking at Jill and saying, Donna, three people in front of me, you know, I'm 58. There are only so many names I can handle. Sorry. Jill.
I'm not a teacher per se, but I do run our current events drop-in group on Tuesdays, 12 to 1, in our parlor room. And we have a dedicated bunch of at least 10 people who show up every week, and we discuss current events and politics, and it's a great, you know, they eat our lunch and talk.
So if you were meeting this week, would you talk about just one event or a group, just whatever
comes
up? You
know, when I walk in, I say, what do you guys want to talk about this week? And they'll give me several ideas, and we just throw it out, and just people start talking. Renaissance attracts a group of talkers, what can I say? Everybody has their own opinion, and it's expressed. We also have a World War I group that is starting, which we're going to try to do through 2018. We're going to take every semester, we're going to take events that happened 100 years previously and talk about them. Uh-huh. And so that's another thing that I'm running.
Cool.
Yeah. I need to be.
And one of the, let me speak
jump
up
in,
here.
Neil, yeah.
One of the different formats is the 1 week focused topic. So we're doing immigration in the borderlands, and we have a series of
seminar.
Different people, seminar that come in, and it's 1 week concentrated rather than spread out over 4 or 5
all day,
weeks.
Every week?
Well, not all day.
Just like a half day?
It's a regular class every day, and we'll have a different expert speak on their aspect of immigration.
Oh, who's talking in this one?
Oh, who's talking? Let's see. We have Louis Rednick, Allegra Love, Michelle Diaz, and Martinique. Can't
yeah, Allegra that. Love is an immigrant rights attorney, and Marcela.
Yeah,
Marcela.
Right, yes, from Somos un Pueblo Unido.
Yes.
Right, great. Yeah, I had that one marked in my book, too. Immigration in the Borderlands, April 20 to 23. That sounds like a wonderful class. Oh, and Demetria Martinez is going to be there. Very well-known author, radio personality, all kinds of things. Yeah, I went through the little, I have, as you can see, you guys can't see out there in radio world, but as my guests can see, I have my little Renaissance catalog with a whole lot of purple flags on the classes that I want to be taking. Maybe if there were a current events one this week, the topic might be PNM's energy plan.
Yes.
That is so up in the air. And while I have a second here, I'll give a little plug. If you're concerned about PNM and its energy plan for New Mexico, there's going to be a seminar on Thursday night. That's tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at the Santa Fe Downtown Library, where Sanders Moore and Environment New Mexico and other people who have big concerns about what's happening are going to talk about the PNM case. So if you guys want to know any more about that, you can drop in on that, and of course it's free. So back to Renaissance, Neil Heiberger, the volunteer director, as their president, volunteer president, and Jill
Meyer.
Jill Meyer and Donna Gomian, I said it right, yay, who are both on the curriculum committee. Neil, how'd you get involved with this organization?
Well, I was first involved by attending the seminars, and then I was recruited by the chair of the curriculum committee to teach a course, and it kind of snowballs like that the curriculum committee has a major responsibility of creating the courses, and they go out and they find, well, since I just said she recruited me, I won't say, in most cases they find the best people in the area or the world to do it, and sometimes these are world experts, but they'll see that we have maybe a lot of history and social science courses and not much literature, so they'll go out and try to find some people to teach literature, mm-hmm. or vice versa, or mm-hmm. in science. So it's not a situation where the curriculum committee sits back and filters all the applications and picks the ones they want. They do that, but then they go find courses that they think people would be interested mm-hmm. in. And it's a very, as you can tell from the catalog, they do a very good job. I mean, right now, Jill, aren't you working on the fall curriculum?
Right. We're working on fall, and we're working on spring of next year.
Wow.
Yes.
You may be farther ahead than, like, normal colleges.
Sometimes I think we are.
As a former college dean, I'll tell you, yes. Further ahead than most universities would be at this stage.
And you guys are all volunteers.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You do have some paid office staff, but... And your teachers get little honoraria, but for the most part, it's a volunteer organization.
It's a volunteer, yes. And emphasize those teachers, they're honoraria. They're teaching because they love their subject and they want to communicate, not for the money.
And if you go through the catalog, many, many of them are retired professors who probably miss that wonderful opportunity to share their knowledge and also the interaction with students. And now they're teaching to people who are really their peers, you know, rather than young students, for example, or whatever. And, okay, so here's another question. I would imagine that Renaissance would be going to Renaissance events, especially the drop-in events, you know, like the Tuesday current events group or the Thursday book group or what was the other?
Lectures.
The lectures, in the afternoon. This would be a very good way to meet people in Santa Fe.
It's fabulous.
To meet smart people.
Yes.
Well, you know, everyone is always saying, well, where can I meet some people? I need to make new friends, or I'm looking for... Have you had any sweethearts meet through Renaissance that you know of?
If so, they keep it quiet.
They haven't told you.
Right.
We are a discreet organization.
Yeah.
What happens at Renaissance stays at Renaissance.
Yes.
Well, and I also want to say something about the fact that you guys do trips, and there's some wonderful trips in here, and you know... One of them really stuck out to me. It's a Socorro, New Mexico Tech, Trinity site, very large array trip. In other words, you go down to Socorro with this wonderful leader, Jim Fassett, and who retired from the U.S. Geological Service and knows all about this stuff. And you go down and you see Trinity site, the very large array, New Mexico Tech, the whole thing. Sort of, it's like discover Socorro all in one and a half days. And it's really cheap. It doesn't include your lodging, but, you know, it's a really cheap trip. And I just think, wow.
Cheap but good.
Yes. Cheap but good, yeah, yes. No, inexpensive would be the right word.
No, that's
right?
Not cheap.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. I think see that trip as for someone that has a sense of history and a vision of the future.
Right, and an interest in geology, because certainly he's going to be talking about the rocks. Right?
The interesting thing is that the Trinity site is only open once a year. And this weekend happens to be Easter/Passover. So, I'm not sure why they opened it that weekend, but anybody wanting to sign up should know that.
Wow. And I do want to mention again that classes at Renaissance start Monday, February 2nd. And this Monday, January 12th, is when you can start to register.
Online.
And it sounds like you kind of better be online. It's like trying to get a campground in California. You better be online with your finger on the key on your computer to push the button.
Well, yes and no. Most of our classes are really open. I mean, we don't have enrollment limits. So, you know, even if you – it's our trips that really go quickly.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But
because they're probably more limited in participants,
they're much
too.
More limited, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's some things that it's funny, they're trips, but they're not really going too far. There's one morning trip out to St. Elias the Prophet Greek Orthodox Church in El Dorado mm-hmm. to go out, which is a magnificent place with incredible icon paintings and things like that. But how many of us are going to say, well, I want to go see the icon, so I'm going to go over there to church on Sunday? Yeah, but if you go on this trip, then you get a lecture, you learn that Father Demetrios will give you all the history of it and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there are just so many wonderful things that you're offering this spring. Now, what are you guys going to take? Do you have time to take classes yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
I take mostly history classes.
Uh-huh.
Just because that's where my interests lie. And for those World War II buffs, we happen to have a lecture and a one-session class given by different people on why we dropped the bomb on Japan. Mm. And so if you're into that, look at our catalog.
That sounds great. Oh, and you can pick up catalogs all over town, but if you don't see one, I know you can go by St. John's United Methodist Church, where you guys have your office, and they've got a big pile of catalogs upstairs just right there in the lobby of the church.
And everything is on our website.
Oh, right.
So you can go to the website.
Let's spell our name, because the website...
That's a good idea.
Yes, it's renesan.org.
Renaissance.
Renaissance. RENESAN.org.
Thank you. So
that's really tricky.
I've been talking with Don Agomian, Joe Meyer, and Neil Heiberger from Renaissance. It's renaissance.org.
Right.
And the phone number is 982-9274. You can also email them at renaissance@newmexico.com. Classes start Monday, February 2nd. Registration online starts this coming Monday. And I think it's worth checking out. I certainly want to check some things out. So thank you very much for being with us.